Blog Talk Radio.
Howdy, welcome to Homemade Business 101. My name is Isaiah. I have the pleasure of introducing the host. You know him. He's everybody's hero, my best friend. Will you please join me in welcoming my granddaddy, Baba Jahi?
Well, good morning, happy new year, and thank you, Isaiah, as you do each and every time, introducing me when I come on this show, Home-Based Business 101, here on Blog Talk Radio. Well, it's 2016, and we're looking to get started off on a great year, and have some information I'm going to share with you this morning to set your year right, get your year started right, and we want to thank you for tuning in and being one of the 50,000 people who listen to a show here on Home-Based Business 101 on Blog Talk Radio. Well, today's show is concerning New Year's resolutions. And it's a very, very important topic because this time of year, people make resolutions and make resolutions and make resolutions. But we want to talk about the art of making resolutions and how we should focus on. Okay, so here we go. As 2016 rolled in and we prepared for a new year, the habit of making New Year's resolutions comes to the forefront, something everybody does every year around this time. To no surprise, the top two resolutions that people have, lose weight and make more money. Key word that people say, make more money. Change that word from make to earn more money, then you can make your resolution realistic. While the intentions behind the resolutions are good, the likelihood that the resolutions will be achieved is not so great at all. According to statistics, approximately 75% of adult Americans make New Year resolutions every year. So the vast majority of people are making resolutions. You probably made yours if you're listening to this show. Whether or not yours was one of the top two, like, you know, you see on that Family Feud, what's the top two answers? Top two New Year's resolution answers, weight loss and more money. Well, unfortunately, and it's a fact, that 97% of the resolutions are never achieved. And as a matter of fact, they don't even come close to being achieved. And that's sad. You know, that's really sad. You know, every year people set out to make these resolutions, and the fact is that 97% of the resolutions you make for the new year does not manifest themselves. And the number one reason why is because most resolutions are unrealistic and there's no new focus, proven, resultant-oriented action behind the resolution. In other words, the number one reason why your resolutions don't come out is that you don't have a focused, proven, result-oriented action plan to making it happen. Someone can say that they want to make more money, but if they continue to do useless daily activity and remain around the same people, nothing will ever change, and the truth is their life will only get in a much worse situation. The first thing you got to do if you want to make more money or earn more money, and I'm focusing on this real hard this year, is you have to change the people that you hang around with. So you got to be hanging around other people that have a similar focus. And if you have people that are not having a similar focus, we have a trainer in our company, Mr. Chris Coakley, and he says you need to zap people. You mean by zap, people start talking crazy, you do that for a while, and if they keep on, you have to disassociate yourself with those type of people or those specific persons in your life who you know are negative influence. And when you share with them, you know, what it is that you want to do and what it is that you're doing, they be, oh, that ain't going to work. As opposed to being pillars of encouragement, they become pillars of discouragement. So you have to, first thing you got to do is you got to remove yourself from the people that you people you hang around with in 2015 that didn't help you go nowhere, didn't help you do nothing. Hey, it's time to say goodbye and move on. Similarly, a person can say they they are going to lose weight. But if they don't decide to schedule daily exercise and they continue to eat horrible food and keep putting junk food in their mouths, no change will occur in their health, and their health will get worse. So, you know, these two things people say they want, more money and lose weight. Well, if you want to lose weight, what is your daily exercise going to be? You can't continue to do what you've been doing and expect to lose weight. And don't be looking for the magic bullet. What I mean by the magic bullet, somebody can tell you, hey, I got this tea, I got this. You drink this, but you can keep eating the junk you've been eating, and you're going to lose weight. Don't work like that. You got to exercise, and you got to change your diet. Two simple things. You don't need to buy all of these health kits and all of these different stuff people got out here talking about. You drink this tea, you take this pill, you do this. Bottom line, change your diet and exercise. Okay. The base word of resolution is resolute, which means firmly resolved. So basically, when you set New Year's resolutions, you're saying that losing weight, making more money, et cetera, will be firmly resolved within the next 12 months. You aren't saying how it would be fully resolved or what the new commitment, daily commitment you will make to fully resolve the problem you must solve in your life. It's like building with no foundation at all. The secret of all who defied the odds in 2015 and proved that this past year was their best year ever was the fact that they chose to implement something different in their lives. So you got to have a foundation of change. Excuse me there. You got to have a foundation of change. You got to resolve that what it is that you want to do, that you got a daily commitment that you're going to focus on that will make that happen and manifest for you. So the secret, again, is you choose to implement, and if you choose not to resolve your problem with new proven rock-solid structured daily systems and places, your so-called resolution commitment will eventually crumble because there's nothing holding it up like a building that looks great on the outside, but there's no foundation to withstand the first little storm. There's no new proven commitment or daily action behind the resolution. Furthermore, most of the things that you want to fully resolve took you way longer than just 12 months to create. So it took you more than 12 months to gain all that weight you got. It took you more than 12 months to be in the debt that you're in. So it's going to really take you more than 12-month window to change it. So you have to have a strategic plan, and you need to write out the action steps. Instead of making resolutions that you will likely not achieve and set goals with a detailed list, set goals with a detailed list of focused action steps that will assist you in successfully achieving those goals. Decide to be committed to a proven strategic daily action step for the next 365 days. Here are some examples of how to achieve your resolutions. The top resolution is to lose weight. Well, here's some examples of what you can do if this is one of your resolutions. Exercise more. Exercise 3 to 5 times per week. Eat more fruits and vegetables. Throw out all junk food in the house. Drink a gallon of water each day with a lemon in it, and you will be on your path to losing weight. Okay. Resolution. Spend more time with my family and make more money. Well, first of all, you need to make a date with your family every week and do something special. Special does not mean costly. Do something special with your family every week. If it's an elderly person in your family that you want to spend more time with, maybe sitting down watching a show with them or watching a movie or listening to some music and discussing something with them. Spend time with them doing something special every week so that they can remember. Okay. If it's about making more money, and then you got to build self-belief to conquer fear and procrastination. Action steps. Schedule 1 hour per day for reading a self-development book or listening to motivational CDs and DVDs. And definitely read your affirmations out loud each day. and focus on increased amount of time after committing to the 1 hour per day of making it to your new laser focus team calls or events in terms of the business that you're involved in, and have an accountability part. Yes, have an accountability part. Have an accountability partner for losing weight. Have an accountability partner for focusing on what it is that you need to do in your business. And one of the other things that you need to do, you know I talk about this all the time, is the tax benefits of having a home-based business. Well, today is day number 3. IRS says 4 to 5 hours a week you need to put in your business. Okay, get yourself a journal and start. And I'm so happy my wife bought me a new notebook as part of our annual party that we had closing out the year in our business. And I've already started putting journal notes in there. But you need to have a journal so that you're daily writing down, okay, for this week, what are you going to do in your business for 4 to 5 hours? You should have a list of those things, and you need to stick to them. And again, like I said, you need to have an accountability partner. So at the end of the week, whatever those things that you listed you need to do, part of it was being on some company calls or team calls that you have. Like in our business, we have a call that every morning at 7:30 in the morning. We can listen to it live or we can listen to it archived. This week, I set a goal to make sure that every day that I listen to that call, my goal is to be on the call live at 7:30 in the morning so I can announce myself. But if for some reason I miss it at 7:30, then I will make sure that I listen to the archive rebroadcast of the call later on in the course of that day. But do not let the day end without listening to that call. And not just listening, but taking notes. Taking notes so that I'm learning something while I'm listening to the call. Okay. When you do that, now doesn't that make more sense than simply making a New Year's resolution and never achieving it? This solves the problem of a New Year's resolution going in one year and out the other. So you definitely want to make sure that you have activities, you have them in your journal. Like I say, the IRS rules for the tax write-off, which can give you extra money immediately. I'm going to talk about that as I wrap up this morning. You can give you extra money immediately. It's 4 to 5 hours a week. You spend that 4 to 5 hours a week in your business. Okay, now that you've spent that 4 to 5 hours a week in your business, activities that you can show that what you actually did business-wise, whether it was prospecting, listening to calls, setting up a appointment one-on-one to share with someone your business products and your business opportunity, or having someone pass your house and doing a home party to share your business. All of these things are important. But you should have them written down for the week. You should have an accountability partner that you talk to at the end of the week that goes over your list and y'all check off. Hey, did you listen to the call every day this week? Yes. Were you on your team call? Yes. You check that off and you write down the times that you did that. Did you prospect any this week? Did you give out any business cards or flyers and talk to some people this week? Yes. How many names and numbers did you get this week? You write those down. Okay, I prospected this week. I got 5 new names and numbers, people that I contacted, and I followed up with them. Set up a time to share what it is that my company has to offer. Did you do those things? And if you do that consistently each week, then it's going to allow you to be able to get a tax deduction for your business. And one of the things that you can do if you're actively doing this is the new year has just started, you can go into the Human Relations office, change your W-4 on your job, and give yourself an immediate pay raise for doing the work that you need to do in your business. But how you can give yourself an immediate pay raise? You change your W-4 to 9 allowances on the worksheet, which would be line H on the W-4. You change that to 9, that's going to have where you have no federal tax taken out of your check and no state tax taken out of your check. And then what you're going to do midway through the year in July, you change it back to what you have now, and then to balance out for when it comes time to doing your taxes and still to get a tax refund. But for the first 6 months of the year, you gave yourself extra money, immediately extra money pay raise for doing your business and working your business as a business. So that's very, very important that you want to do that, that you want to make sure that you work your business as a business, keep track and tabs of what you're doing, have a journal, have an accountability partner, and you'll have a realistic shot at making your resolutions come true. Okay, so make that commitment to yourself and take the daily action needed to achieve your goals and dreams. Now, see, because we got to stop treating our resolutions like they're a joke. Because for most people, that's what they are. They're a joke. You say, hey, I'm going to lose 25 pounds this year. You know, hey, you know, and come December, you're 30 pounds overweight. And you didn't lose 25, you gained 5 more. And you like, well, what happened? Well, you did not put action steps together. You did not have an accountability partner. And I would say for the exercise thing, the most important way of having an accountability partner, have somebody that you exercise with, a workout partner. The same way with your business. Have somebody that you work out with, that you go out prospecting with, or somebody that you listen to calls with, or you listen to the call, they listen to the call, and you share and critique what you got out of the call, and they share and critique what they got out of the call, and you write that down and you come up with the action steps that you need to take to make the information that you hear manifest in your life. See, now when you begin to do that, now that's a real reason to put on the party hats, blow the whistles, and scream, Happy New Year! Because you have some action steps that are leading you to making it a Happy New Year. If you do not have the action steps, it's not going to be a Happy New Year. It's going to be the same old, as one of my mentors used to say, Artwich, it's going to be the same old crap. That's right. Unless you take the action steps, it's going to be the same old crap. So today is, even though it's the third day, and it's January the 3rd, but it can be your first day as you go into tomorrow morning knowing what are your action steps going to be. Get your journal out tonight for those members that are listening to this radio show today that are part of my business team. Your first step is making sure you want our team call tonight at 7:55 for those that are in our business, in my particular business that I'm involved with. For those of you that are calling in that are on another team or in another business, make sure that you are on your team call. Be on your team call and make sure you also take time today to determine and seek out an accountability partner and have someone that's going to hold you accountable, not someone that's going to let you off the hook and say, well, okay, you didn't exercise today. Oh, okay, don't worry about it. No big deal. It is a big deal because you said it as a resolution. You said you was going to resolve that issue in your life. Well, how are you going to resolve it if you're not taking the action steps? You hear me saying this by taking the action steps? Because that is the key. The key is the action steps. People quit on themselves in business because they don't take the action steps and they're expecting some kind of magic wand to be waved and think they're going to make more money, even though they have the right to leverage their business for those that are still working a job, to leverage their business against their job, get a tax write-off, and make more money, or earn. The key word is to earn more money because we don't make money. It's not like we're going to go in a room and we're going to pull out an art kit and make some dollar bills. No, we earn money by providing services. When you provide services, you're entitled to be paid for the services that you render in terms of helping people. So those are the nuts and bolts about how to make your New Year's resolution, you know, become a reality. For those that need to information on how to give yourself immediate pay raise and change that W-4, you can reach me at 443-983-4939. I'll repeat that again, 443-983-4939. And, you know, when you call, just let me know, or you can text me, and I can get back to you, and we can set up a time to talk. I can walk you through the action steps of what you need to do to change your W-4 to give yourself an immediate pay raise this week. That's right, this week. You do that tomorrow when you go to work, or some of you that have to work today, if you go, you know, your personal office is not open today, well, tomorrow when your personal office is open, you go in and you change that W-4. You're going to change it back in July. because when I talk to you, I'm going to go over you how to make this work and not just end up in a situation where you change it and then you might end up on the IRS. We don't want that to happen. We want you to do it the right way. So make sure you call me at 443-983-4939 so that we can make sure it's done the right legal, moral, and ethical way to help you get an immediate pay raise next week. So you change that this week, that means next week your paycheck is going to be more and you'll be to earn that extra money that you're talking about by doing the right thing with your taxes. So, hey, I really appreciate you listening. We got a new format as we go into 2016. As you heard on New Year's Day, we had people that tuned in and listened to the Jasari's Love Show. And my wife, Cynthia Jahi, would like to thank all of those that did tune in Friday to listen to the kickoff of the Jasari's Love Show for 2016. That show will be aired every Friday at 3 o'clock. Tomorrow we got another new show that's coming on with Miss Victoria Falk, the Passionate Travel Show. And Miss Falk has a lot of stuff that she's going to be sharing specifically related to New York City. And then on Tuesdays and Wednesdays at 3 o'clock, you have me, Baba Jahi. I'll be giving home-based business tips on Tuesdays and Wednesdays at 3 o'clock. And then on Thursdays, Miss Victoria Falk and Mrs. Cynthia Jahi will be doing the Movements Unlimited Passionate Travel travel show, in which they will be giving out travel tips and ways that you can book your next vacation or trip with our companies. And so we have an action-packed series that we got set up for the new year. We're looking to rock and roll here on Home-Based Business 101 and truly want to make this a station and a stop-by point for people that need more information on how to save more, make more, travel more, save on their taxes, how to build a business, how to get their health and the health and nutrition in order, health and wellness. That's what Cynthia Jahi covers on the Jasari's Love Show. So we're going to have to share a lot of information with you this year. And remember, if you don't catch us live, you can always go to the archive and listen to the archive of the broadcast for that day. We also need you to do another thing. We had quite a few people that listened the other day, Friday. We need you when you listen, especially those who listen archive, which means you're listening to it from your computer, is to on our page, blogtalkradio.com/homebasedbusiness101, please leave a comment about the show that you listened to and what did you like best about it. A comment and what did you like best about what you heard. We'd like to hear from you, and if you have any ideas or topics or something that you might would like for us to cover, leave that in the comments section too. We'll get back to you and let you know when we might be able to cover your topic or something similar to the topic that you are interested in getting more information about. We're here to serve and provide extreme customer service. We want to make sure that you get information that empowers you for 2016. 2015 is gone. It's nothing but in the history books now. We're in the 2016, and if your top two resolutions was like 75% of people in America to lose weight and to earn more money, and we gave you some things today that you can sink your teeth in that can help you be able to do that. So this has been Baba Jahi here on Home-Based Business 101. Thank you for calling in. Thank you for listening in. Remember, we need you to leave that comment about what you like best on our page, blogtalkradio.com/homebasedbusiness101. So when I get off the air, for those of you that are listening right now, please make sure you leave us a comment. That way we know who listened to the show. We got over 50,000 people that have listened to shows here on Home-Based Business 101. We'd like to know who you are, you know, because we're going to be doing prizes and giveaways this year, and, you know, we'd like to be able to enter people into drawings and other things. But if we don't get a comment from you, we have no way of being able to share information with you, put you on our mailing list, our email blast list, and getting information to you so that you know what upcoming topics we'll be covering on the shows and when we'll be giving away a prize. So until next time, God bless you. Thank you for tuning in. And tune in tomorrow at 3 o'clock as Miss Victoria Falk show will debut tomorrow at 3 o'clock here on Home Based Business 101. Till next time, God bless you. May you have a great, prosperous day. And may you resolve to make sure that your resolutions come true in 2016 by taking action steps and having an accountability partner. I'm going to say Tutanana, which means till we meet again in East African language of Kiswahili. Tutanana.